Assembly line workers at the Honda manufacturing plant in Marysville have some new colleagues, office workers. COVID-related staffing shortages at the plant have caused the company to require some of its white-collar employees to work on the line. In an email obtained by WOSU, a general manager at the Honda plant in Marysville asks employees in accounting, purchasing, and research and development to work on the factory floor. One employee, who spoke with WOSU anonymously out of fear of losing his job, says in the more than 5 years he's spent with the company, he's never seen anything quite like it.
Regardless of whether or not you wanted to, you could be subject to it. They took volunteers first, but my understanding was they didn't receive many volunteers for this activity, so then they made it mandatory.
Departments were required to provide a certain number of their employees to work on the factory floor. A Honda spokesman confirmed the move and says the company has done something similar before. The Honda email cites several reasons for the worker shortage. It says the extra $600 unemployment benefit is making it hard to find temporary manufacturing workers, and that many employees are on leave due to contracting COVID or quarantining after exposure. This shortage of workers is not unique to Honda. Other factories find themselves having to fill empty slots on the floor. But Brian Rothenberg of the United Auto Workers says pulling white-collar workers from other parts of the company would not happen at a unionized plant.
First, they try to do, you know, we have unionized temp workers to fill in. And then if there's not enough of those, other people who are laid off in a nearby area, they go to a larger area, then a larger area, call them back to work.
Rothenberg says while it is common in the auto industry to have employees move within the company, it would be extremely difficult for office workers to work the assembly line without proper training.
You have to know what you're doing. You have to have some basic training and health and safety training. And, you know, it's a very skilled, repetitive job that you need to know what you're doing.
The Honda staffer WOSU spoke to said employees do not get trained until they show up to the line. In addition to the lack of training, there is fear around working close together on the assembly line during a pandemic. The reassigned employees have been working from home or in offices with plenty of space.
I was not very happy about that because I've really tried hard to socially distance and keep away from other people during this. So I felt like being forced to go into the floor where I know people have had COVID and tested positive for it, I felt very uncomfortable with that.
He estimates that each time a worker on the assembly line gets sick, they have been in contact with more than 40 other workers.
They're losing so many people each week because of, you know, either testing positive or being in contact with someone who's tested positive that they can't backfill the positions quickly enough for all the shortages. So they're having to grab people from anywhere they can in order to keep the line going.
Honda confirms the company has seen an increase in employee COVID-19 cases across North America. It says that some manufacturing locations have had to reduce shifts and vacations to have enough staff on the factory floor. But Honda says the increase in cases is not due to a lack of protections. The company says it conducts daily fever scans, requires masks, and even has in-house testing capabilities. Jamie Carl of the Ohio Manufacturers Association says automakers have had a long time to figure out how to keep workers safe in Ohio.
Manufacturing never shut down. At least 75% of our members operated the entire time throughout those first weeks and months of the pandemic. And so they were the ones actually establishing the safety practices, the best practices.
Carl says there are more than 13,000 available manufacturing jobs in the state. Plants like Honda needed workers before the pandemic struck, and this spike in COVID-19 cases has only intensified that need. Paige Flager, WOSU News.